It is Saturday, November 19th, 2005, and this is Pat Robertson, as read by a voice of God. Episode 2. In today's episode, we will have Pat Robertson answering some questions from loyal viewers of the 700 Club about such issues as Pilates, weight gain, and of course, Jesus. I would like to get into shape. I've heard about a form of body conditioning called Pilates. It uses the center abdominal region as a source of gravity and strength. I have friends who are against it because they think it has roots in yoga. My research says that there are no spiritual aspects involved. Do you think it's okay for a Christian to practice Pilates techniques?
I see nothing wrong with doing Pilates. It has to do with stretching and very interesting exercises. Some of these yoga teachers come with their little chants and little bowls and towels and all of this stuff that goes along with yoga, including special spiritual breathing exercises. But as far as I can tell, Pilates is just good exercise, if your body will take it. It is the hot thing in England and the hot thing in California, but it doesn't seem to have any spiritual connotations. The fact that you pick up something that is helpful from someone does not necessarily mean that the thing that you picked up is bad. For example, some of the shamans, the medicine men down in the jungles of the forest, came up with incredibly wonderful healing from the plants. Well, from that, if we get quinine or some drug that will help us get better, the fact that it came from somebody who supposedly is a medicine man, to me, doesn't diminish the effectiveness of what it is.
I'm an 8th grade student from Texas. I saw the show a couple of weeks ago where Susan Combs was making kids in school be healthier. I guess it's okay to get rid of snack machines, but she also outlawed candy during holidays. Do we have to get rid of sweets altogether? And would it be okay to celebrate the holidays once in a while?
It's okay to celebrate once in a while. But the truth is, sugar is poison. And it takes away your strength. If you're working out, you don't have as much strength. You don't have as much endurance and so forth. It's just something that you don't want to do. It has no benefit at all, except it kicks your sweet tooth. It's like drinking alcohol. You set up a craving. The more sweets you eat, the more you want to eat. On this one, it's better to go cold turkey. Fruits? No problem. Your taste will develop, so you will really enjoy it.
My high school has all these different programs that support homosexuals. I recently found out that one of my close friends was a homosexual. So I attended some meetings with him just to show him he's still my friend. Is this going too far? How do I show him that he's still my friend without making him think I approve of his lifestyle?
If you go to those homosexual events, then you are approving of his lifestyle and thinking it's okay. The Bible says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We as Christians always want to be nice to people.
When I don't offend him, it might hurt my witness.
And all this stuff. Well, I'm sorry. The Bible says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. If you go to these places, the next thing you know, you will be enticed into their lifestyle, instead of him being enticed to yours. I would strongly advise against it. If you have to go get another friend, or other friends, do so. It's a pity. I would certainly pray for him, but I just don't think I'd go into that game.
That's it for episode 2 of Pat Robertson as read by a voice of God. Please send your feedback to kbarrick, kbarrick, at podomatic.com. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes under the title Embarrassing Outbursts, or listen to individual recordings at podomatic.com. If you've liked what you heard, please pass it along to a friend. If you've hated it, please do the same. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.